This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I look real good today. Anyway, Rob's out for the rest of the hour. It's Ed and I. Dad left. We get to have fun. We're going to do the Commissioner's Baltimore, and I'm assuming OT Genesis looking real good today.
Spend a lot of money on my team.
Yeah. This plays into what you want to talk about?
No, I look real good because of my jacket.
That's why you did this?
Yes.
Like Joe's over there trying to put this thing together with the open and play OT Genesis. Oh, we got to get this in for him.
And he actually played it because that guy got deported.
Did he?
No. Oh. I'm being facetious.
I was like, oh, no, OT. Well, did you see what happened to the guy Salento? Watch Whip and Nene guy. He had that song. 30 years in jail. Killed his cousin. Yeah. Anyway, Ed.
Shocker.
Commissioner's Baltimore.
All right. We talked about riots in Northern Ireland earlier. I want to talk about the riots in the U.S. right now. I hope you're aware of what's going on in Los Angeles. Burning cars, burning stores, looting, assaulting police, destroying property. The usual riot fare. And that was going on in New York City. Because they've been, ICE has been scooping people up around both of those, Los Angeles and New York. And people are rioting. And I love how people have been so sympathetic to the rioters. I'd like to know how this country shifted like this, when now people justify not bad behavior.
Abhorrent.
abhorrent behavior, murderous behavior, arson behavior. It's like, are you out of your minds? Seriously, are you out of your mind? I heard people say, well, don't, they get covered by, like, no, they don't. Like, this is insane. First of all, and I'm going to say this now, and I hope I couldn't care less what people think. We're talking about the United States government picking up people who are here illegally. Did I mention the here illegally? What do people not understand about the word illegal? My life was destroyed for paying my father back when he lent me some money to buy a house. Paid a man back and destroyed my life because that was illegal, according to the government. You're worried about people that sneak over here from various countries. This isn't just about Mexico. This is all people all over the world come here because it's the United States of America. That's why it's amazing how people think this country sucks. Then how come people are clamoring and risking their lives to get to other countries? They're swimming on leaves and rafts to come here. How come if this country sucks so badly, people do this? That's question one. Question two, do you idiots think there's an endless pot of money to support the world? You know what? I don't know if you realize this. Maybe you're absent that day. Governments don't manufacture anything. We do. We pay for everything. They don't turn a profit. We pay for everything. Every person who comes here gets free education, free health care, free gift cards, like in New York, for their cultural cuisine because they don't want to eat the food we're providing. They're getting $1,000 a month gift cards for that. You know who pays for that? You do. You happy with that? Fine. Then let me live in your house. Let me come into your home, open your fridge, bang your wife, sleep in your bed, and you take care of me on your health care. How's that? Like, this is what's happening.
And I don't like that. I don't want to share my wife.
All right. Take that one away.
No, but like, all right, so let me give you the some of the flip side of the people that they're saying that are getting taken out that shouldn't. How do you feel about that? Well, we had the story yesterday about the woman that got picked up in New York from
Columbia,
and her daughter was left, a 12-year-old daughter was left standing there, and they arrested her. I don't know what the full story of that is.
I don't either.
But, you know, they realized their mistake. She was on vacation.
Yeah.
Right. So, but again, some of this is happening.
But let's put it in perspective. Maybe it happened. And I can't believe I left the kid on the street, because that's the NYPD. They're so conscious about children. When you lock people up, you take the kids to the station house, you call someone who's responsible to come get them. I find it extraordinarily hard to believe, but okay, say it happened. Maybe it was ICE that did it. And they don't have the same rules of engagement with the police department. So it could be. How many times has this happened? Seriously. Once? Has it happened 5 million times? 100,000 times? No.
Well, that's kind of like the argument for transgenders in sports. There's like 70-some of them across the country, and we just keep focusing in on how important this is. But I agree it's important. Like, it shouldn't be in there. But it's been like this big bullet point of, oh, we got to talk about this. We got
to
do this.
But back to the conversation, like, it's – and I know so many people who are here illegally that I like.
Yeah.
I would never turn them in. They're friends. I know who they are. I know why they got here. Their parents came and they came. But it doesn't make it right. And frankly, if people just, you can't do this anywhere else. I can't imagine I'm going to just drop down in a country I want to live in. Say I want to go to Italy or I want to go to England. I'm going to say, I'm coming. I'm going to live here. You're going to pay for me. How about that? And you can't throw me out. Like, where do you get the balls? Where does this come from? And besides the fact, so many people coming across are dangerous. There like 15,000 murderers and rapists that we know of, and they let them into society. Didn't stop them at the border, didn't lock them up, didn't deport them, let them in.
Do you think we're headed to, I mean, Rob and I were actually talking about this in the commercial break yesterday. I think I see World War III in my lifetime, whenever that happens.
It's looking like it's a possibility.
But is there any chance we have a civil war here? Like, there's so much unrest and people just hate each other for whoever you... Like, I'm watching stuff online and somebody comes out and says, hey, I don't like this about Trump, or I didn't like this about this, whatever it was, Biden. And then people all of a sudden start going after him because now they're talking about your guy. You know, like, all the people that turned on Elon Musk for what he said, now he's back apologizing. And it's like, what are we even doing?
The people that adored Elon Musk... Now setting his cars on fire.
Yeah.
Those trucks, the futuristic looking ones.
Cybertrucks.
They're setting them on fire. And we're really, another thing galls me, and people who are so, you're such a bleeding heart, you're so progressive, okay, then why do we forget about our kids who live in West Baltimore and East Baltimore and Bedford-Stuyvesant in New York City and Watson, California? How can we leave them behind? You don't care about them, but you're letting people from other countries because it's a better narrative for you, and it makes you feel better. We have our own kids who are left behind. There's no opportunities in these neighborhoods. Like, this is making me so angry, and people supporting the rioters and not ignoring the core of the problem. Black kids born in American City are still disadvantaged very often.
Yeah.
Not talking about the kids that go to private schools here. There's plenty of those professional parents. The poor ones.
Oh, no. The ones that can play basketball, football, but whatever it is, you guys might get a scholarship to a school. You might get a free ride. But again, like, to your point of all the things that are going on that we look at on a day-to-day basis, it's like, I just can't believe we get to the point where people can't sit down or at least talk about things. We're at the point now where I think it's easier to change someone's religion than their political beliefs.
Oh, I don't even talk about it anymore. Yeah. I talk about it in the show. I won't talk about it in person unless it's very close friends. It's like, I don't get involved in this.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I just had to do it today because I'm so sick of hearing the narrative about this. I really am. It's like, this. How could you even say these things? It's okay to burn down American cities. In what universe is this okay?
It's just dumb. That's Commissioners Baltimore. We've got Daily Lions coming up at 9:30. I'll give out a couple plays there. My top play yesterday hit. But we'll get into some Orioles talk. There's some trade speculation going on that the Orioles, and this is from what? MLB Trade Rumors, I believe, that the Orioles could trade Adley to set up Basayo's path to the majors. Want to hear what you guys think about that? We'll take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. And call in now. We're giving away Keith Urban tickets. Where's my sheet? Here we go. Keith Urban. Two tickets to see Keith Urban on June 19th at Merriweather Post Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation, 410-583-1057.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Episode. All right, welcome back. Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, talking a little Adley Rutschman, as there was a report out there from MLB Trade Rumors, and I do like them. It's, you know, it's a lot of speculation. If the O's should trade Adley and try to set up Basayo's path to the majors, Ed, give me your thoughts on that. Do you like that idea? Not like it?
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like it at all. First of all, I think Adley is being treated extremely poorly by the fan base, and, you know, not all of them, obviously, but many people just, you know, get rid of him. We got to get rid of him. What? He's the guy that turned your fortunes around. Go back 2 years, folks. Think about, you know, what happened when they brought him up from the minors a couple of years ago. Like, where are you getting this from? And as good as Basayo appears to be, and he does, and I can't wait to see him up here, he's still a prospect.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if he comes up here and all of a sudden goes 0-27.
Like Kobe Mayo did.
Like Cal Ripken did. Yeah. So don't be surprised. He may end up being a star in this league, but who knows what's going to happen. So no, it's a bad idea.
I just, like, the whole thing about criticizing guys, I want people to be fair and understand what's going on. Last year we talked about Adley having an injury. Nobody said anything. Nobody came out and said, oh yeah, it was definitely an injury.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of us know that he was playing through an injury, much like Jordan Westberg at the beginning of the year wasn't 100%.
Yes.
And he was playing through it, and you saw what happened. This year it starts off with that, what was it, huge first week, and then you're watching the numbers start to dip. Now he's figuring it back out again. Adley Rutschman was drafted number one overall for a reason. And the people that go back and say, oh, we could have had Bobby Witt. If you get Bobby Witt, you're not getting Gunnar Henderson, guys. And I get so tired of when people bring that up. Like, it's nonsensical. So if you want Bobby Witt and somebody else in the beginning of the second round, whatever it was, back end of the first, so be it. And Bobby Witt's a great player, but like with Adley, you have the potential of having two switch hitting catchers, and you're going to DH one for a good portion of the time. One might go to first at some point, and maybe you mix them in there just to get their bats in the game. But I want the two switch hitting catchers that we have because they're both fantastic, and I think Basayo is going to be amazing. You look at the home runs he's hitting. What is it, like every, I don't know how many at-bats they were saying. He's had multi home run games. And the bat is ready. They say he's a better defensive catcher than Adley, and we have to see that. But no, I don't want to see Adley get traded just because people are going, oh, we got something that might be better behind him. Let's move him. Now, I will say this. If the Orioles were sitting there and someone offered something that, like, let's say you got offered some starting pitcher and he's under control and you have an opportunity to have him for a while, I think you have to listen to something like that. Like, I'm not one of those guys that say you can't trade these guys ever. It matters what's offered, right? Like, again, I do this stuff where I'm talking about gambling and I go, hey, I like the under today. Well, if the under came out at 5.5, maybe I don't like it as much if I didn't have the line. You know, like, it has to be right. And I think the deal has to make sense.
That made sense, honestly?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, yeah, it would have to be like some starting pitcher that's under control for a while. But I don't know. Is there a team that wants to trade a guy like that for Adley Rutschman? You know, like, I'm trying to think of a good name that we could throw out there that would make sense. Like, what if you called the Braves, right? And I know this is, and you said, hey, Spencer Schwalenbach, he's still under control for a couple years. They're not trading him, by the way. I'm just using this as speculation. They're, you know, but they offer that. Then, yeah, I think you have to look at it and go, that's a really good pitcher that we have under control for a long period of time. And having two switch hitting catchers is a luxury. But,
oh, sure it is, but.
But what if Adley played every day and they moved him to first base? Could he hit 30? Yeah. Of course he could.
Yeah.
Having switch hitters in your line, I don't think people realize when you're able to do that, it throws off everything because you can't do this. You know, you bring in the lefty because you got two lefties coming up. Oh, what's that? He's going to switch the other side. There are players where you go, if you looked at Jose Ramirez, go, I'd rather see him hit from the right side than the left side. I don't know if I have it backwards or not. But, you know, there are managers towards the end of the game that'll go, let's make him hit from the right side instead of the left side because he's got more power here, or he hits for a better average with this. And I think that happens. But, you know, if you put switch hitters in the middle of your lineup at the beginning, you can go lefty, right? You can do whatever you want with it because you have flexibility. So I don't want to see it happen unless they got overwhelmed with something. But I think some of the talk of it has been silly so far, Ed.
I think it's very, silly is the word. I think it's just, I don't know. We just drafted this guy number one a few years ago. Yeah, this, like, I don't know where this comes from. Are these stories, is this just like clickbait for, you know, our people in our business who put this out there? Because they say, you draft this guy a couple years ago, one. And now you want to get rid of him because there's a guy in the minors that's, you know, not going to cover off the ball? Really? That's how we're going to do this? And he's struggling a bit now because I think he was injured?
By the way, they both can play at the same time, right?
Yes.
Not behind the plate together, right. But yeah. Put one at first. DH. Yeah. That's why I said, like, you want to get their bats in the lineup as much as possible. So they're going to DH a ton as well. What if you could alleviate some of the stress that catchers deal with? What if these guys had a 50-50 split behind the plate? And yeah, then you DH.
Right.
How much healthier, how much better would they feel?
How much longer
could you extend their careers?
Absolutely
more?
You could. Yes.
So I don't. Joe, what do you think? Like, you didn't even chime in on this. Do you want to trade Adley? I want to get Joe in here.
Not.
See? Okay. Well, he's very talkative today. Quiet down, Joe.
I actually had to go back and look at this article. I didn't know if it was real or not. Well, and then it actually is on the website. Yeah. I thought it was like AI-generated image that I saw.
No, I mean, MLB trade rumors, I mean, that's what it is. It's just rumors, speculation. And like I was saying earlier about people that go, hey, I talked to 100 anonymous players. Did you? How do I know? How do I know you talked to five? How do I know that you talked to any? You know, it's just this whole trust thing with the media now. And we're part of the media, but there's so many people out there just giving out misinformation. I'd rather be first than be right. It's stupid.
And just hold on, just to go back. This wasn't based off a report. It was an idea.
Yeah, it's a rumor.
But it's not necessarily a rumor. It was like, hey, what if we did this? It wasn't a rumor.
Well, I mean, no.
It wasn't like someone said, oh, I heard this. It would say, hey, what if? Just to make that clear.
I consider that a rumor. Like, you're making something up to say, hey, if this happened.
I think, but it's more of a thought exercise.
Okay.
I heard something.
That's what I say. This is more like clickbait. This is something that's just been put out there to discussion, correct?
Correct. It wasn't that they heard anything. Yeah. Said, hey, what if we did that instead of, because like you said, Adley's struggling and you have the catcher, quote unquote, of the future.
Yeah, why don't we sell low? That makes sense. Hey, Joe, the other part that I think that you need to factor in with, you know, talking about moving these guys and what you're going to do and MLB trade rumors and how they do it. Like, we've mentioned this, the speculation that starts. We see the guys on the MLB network, you know, when they go towards the trade deadline, what would you like to see happen? And then all of a sudden it pops up. Well, I'd like to see the Orioles trade Jackson Holliday and Kobe Mayo for Tarik Skubal. Remember, that was last year.
Yeah.
Everybody was talking about that, and we should. And then all of a sudden, it's on MLB Network. I don't know how many times, because we can't hear it, we look up and we see the trade, and we go, did that just happen, or Is that a rumor? Is that speculation?
Yeah.
Then they post that screenshot on social media, and then people start running with it. And now, as you talked about, a thought piece, a conversation turns into said rumor.
Well, that's why you also got to, like, that's on the consumer to say, all right, I actually need to read this. Because that's a bad thing, I think, that has happened over the last 10 years, is that people won't actually read an article. They'll just see the headline and just take it at face value.
Just roll with it. So, yeah, I think we're all in agreement here that we don't want to move Adley. I want to see how we were talking about extending him not that long ago.
Yeah.
And now people are talking about trading the number one overall pick. All right. We got the Daily Line coming up next, the Encore, what we learned. That'll be the final segment of the show. But I do want to tell you guys a couple of spots today. It is a really light day in baseball. There's one player that I want to talk about that I think is an interesting prop bet. I'm going to throw it out there. We've talked about the guy already earlier today. And I have a couple of weather plays that I think stand out. So we'll get to that. I'll give you the plays of the day. That's all coming up next here on The Fan. All right, here we go. Like I said, it's a lighter slate today. So we'll get through some of this. Maybe take some callers at the end here. I see Dave in Salisbury's on hold. And I would, for one, love to talk to him. we got an interesting day. So just going back to last night, I went 2-3. I hit my top play talking about how great the weather was in the Guardians game early on. Really just pissed off at the Blue Jays, man. And not the Blue Jays specifically, but in that Blue Jays-Cardinals game, it ended 5-1, 5-2. I don't remember what it was in the final. It went under the total. They had so many base runners, and it felt like watching an Oriole game earlier this year. Hey, there's a guy on second and third. You want to get him home? Nah, let's just go play in the field again. And it's just constant, man. They had runners on the base paths every single inning. And it's one of those games where it's like, felt like I was on the right side, felt like we'd see more home runs, which we didn't. But I ended up losing that one. And then I had a couple of tough losses. I had some prop bets yesterday. I had, who was it? It was one of the pitchers yesterday, Jake Irvin for the Nats, had him under 3.5 Ks. And here he is with 80-some pitches. He just gave up a home run. It's the right time to pull him, and they let him face another batter. Mm-hmm. He had 3 strikeouts, and then he struck out the last batter.
Yeah.
And so it went over. And then I had Bo Bichette over 1.5 bases, and he only got the single and got walked a couple times. So that was frustrating. And the other prop play was Jose Ramirez over 1.5 bases, and he doubled in his first at-bat. So some of those working out. The other games that I had that, you know, were kind of upsetting, to say the least, the Thunder, we like them as a top play. And I like the Nats and Mets over. And as we just talked about, the Mets, they scored a couple of runs. I think it was 5 runs and things were going well. They had runners on the base path. The Nats could not do anything against Peterson yesterday. He just mowed them down. So that's the case of, yeah, you made a play and a pitcher made you look stupid. So, but I do think there's some interesting spots today. In the NHL, I've been doing this all the time. I've been wrong so far every time. Going back to the under, 6.5. This is one of those weird games where I think Florida wins like 5-0 or Edmonton wins the game outright. You know, like I think it's going to be like that.
It could very well be. This could be another 7-game series like last season. But I just think Florida, if Edmonton plays the way they played the last game, they're going to be playing golf real soon, mm-hmm. because you're not going to be Florida at that game. Yeah. You're not. 85 penalty minutes. What are you, out of your mind?
Yeah, I mean, what was it, like playing the Raiders when they would always get penalties
exactly.
and get into
yes.
it with them? So
you want to get into a slugfest? Good. That's exactly what they want you to do.
So I'm going to take the under. And again, it's not a top play for me or anything, but just something I was leaning to because there's just too much money coming in on the over. And when I see that, I have to fade it. And look, public's not always wrong. But, you know, in this case, I'm going to go the other way. Now, with Major League Baseball, the weather today, it supports a Mets over almost 90 degrees with the wind blowing out at 10 miles an hour. The issue with that is it's a fairly good pitching matchup today. Mike Soroka for the Nats has just been on one. Mm-hmm. He's been fantastic this year, and I can't believe I'm saying that. And on top of it, when you're looking at the Mets are trotting out Kode Senga, who we all know how good he is, and mm-hmm. he could easily mow him down. But herein lies the rub, Ed. I find an edge with the weather, but then you counteract that with 2 really good pitchers. So which one wins out? Sometimes you have to look at it. Are they fly ball pitchers? Are they ground ball pitchers? Mm-hmm. Are we looking at strikeouts? Will guys go deep into the game? How do the bullpens look? Especially in the third game fourth game. I don't remember if they played Monday or not, of a series. So this is where you run into those dilemmas. Because when I'm giving out plays and I'm like, hey, I love the over, usually that means the money's going on the other side. Everyone's betting the under, and I found an edge on the weather or maybe something in the algorithm drink that shows me that there should be an edge here. So I'll get to the games here in 1 second, but as the Mets over, I wanted to point out Rockies over. It's almost 90 degrees there. The Cubs under, a lot of the wind's blowing in at Wrigley, so it kind of supports that. And you look at the pitching matchup there, Jameson Taillon versus Haney, and not Bob, but Andrew. And so Haney's numbers this year look fantastic. It's surprising. Sometimes you go and look at it and go, well, damn, he's got a mid-3 ERA? I didn't expect that. And he hasn't been striking out as many guys, but the numbers are starting to pick up. He had a couple of big K games, but on the regular, his props like 3.5, 4, where he was a guy that would get 7-8 Ks a game. But he's keeping the ball in the yard and the wind's blowing in. On the flip side, Jameson Taillon has been just amazing. He's got a whip under 1.
Under 1?
Under 1, yeah, 0.98. Fly ball pitcher, the wind's blowing in. What usually happens there? You know, if you hit it at the right time, yeah, you can get it to go out. But those guys get a little bit more aggressive in the plate because they know they have that wind helping them from behind. And guys want to swing, pop up. And you see it happen all the time. And that's why I think the Cubs under is an interesting play. Going back to it, the Orioles today, I don't know how you play anything but the under in this game. I was mentioning to Rob, like I have my algorithm for hitters drink as it's, you know, kind of listed out. And Gunnar Henderson almost every single day is in the top 5 to top 10. Like, you'll see random games. Aaron Judge goes up against, I'm trying to think of one of the best right-handers. Aaron Judge against Paul Skeens. You may see him drop down the list like 10 spots. Skeens or
Judge?
No, Judge. This is for hitters. Yeah. Judge dropped down the list. But you don't, he's not going to drop where Gunnar dropped today, which is interesting to me. Gunnar's left-handed facing the
30th,
best left.
You mean?
Yeah. Gunnar dropped. Like, there's only 7 games today, and Gunnar's like the 30th best hitter on the slate, according to the algorithm. And the reason I'm pointing that out is everybody's starting to learn how horrendously bad the Orioles have been against left-handed pitching. Now you're facing the best lefty. It doesn't mean they can't beat him, but I'm just saying it's alarming to me to look at this algorithm spitting out no Oriole hitters amongst the top 30. Like, we have totals in St. Louis that are 7.5. That's a great pitching matchup. We have totals in other games that are 8, 7.5, and they're great pitching matchups. And I still see their hitters listed in the top. That's not the case here. It is 90 degrees in Baltimore. Wind, I don't think it's going to be much of a factor. I do think it's humid and the ball's going to carry. I'm betting on the under, and I like Dean Kramer over 4.5 Ks. The Tigers team strikes out quite a bit. And I think Dean, since April, has been fairly locked in. And this is one of those games. I think he gets up for these games. I'm not telling you the O's win. But what I've said to some people that will listen to me, I have no problem betting against the Orioles when they face left-handed pitching. But I don't want to bet against them with Tarik Skubal because I'm paying Tarik Skubal prices. Now, if they face Logan Allen, that turd from Cleveland, actually, he pitched fairly well yesterday. They're facing him. Then, yeah, I want to bet on him because they can't hit the weak left-handed pitching.
Well, this is like the worst. You know what I think is going to happen tonight? The Orioles light them up. Because it shouldn't happen.
It's 90 degrees. It's one of those days where the ball can fly out of the yard.
They can't hit left-handed pitching from guys that should be pitching in AAA. And now you've got the best pitcher in baseball, other than Skeens, I guess. And he's lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going to happen tonight? Watch them do something you never expect.
So a couple of things today. Like I said, the Royals, Yankees over is a good one. Minnesota, Texas over. I like that. One of the notes, the Twins games have gone over 7 of their last 9. I'm not a big trends guy. But at the same period of time, they're not pitching well either. They had a game where they gave up 14 runs, double-digit runs here or there. And Bailey Ober, who's going today, I really like him. He's a big strikeout pitcher. He's got a whip of 1.3. And as I always say, like, I talk about positive and negative regression. What does that mean? Either you've been very lucky or very unlucky. And I think if you have a 1.3 whip and a sub-4 ERA, you've been very lucky because you've been putting guys on base at a higher clip than you should. And you've gotten out of jam. Sometimes that's because of strikeouts. Sometimes it's ground ball pitchers, what have you. Bailey Ober is a strikeout guy, but I think we see the bats go off today. I think the Orioles game going under, I don't know how you get away from it. And the last thing I wanted to talk about here was Milwaukee. I like Milwaukee plus 110 today. Going for Milwaukee is Jacob Mizorowski. He's a flamethrower. He's one of these guys coming up that you're expecting to is going to approach double-digit strikeouts when he finally gets it going, if he figures it all out. His prop today is 4.5 Ks, and I'm taking the over. You do not have to do this. You don't have to listen to me on this because it is very, very risky. It's a rookie pitcher's first start. any sign of trouble, he gets pulled. But this kid just throws gas.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say gas. I knew you were going to say gas.
Yeah. It's just, I can't wait to watch this game today. I'm going to go home and put it on. And it's, I want to see what he looks like. He's facing Sonny Gray. The total in that game, 7.5. And people are going to go, oh my God, a rookie pitcher is going out there? Oh, they're going to light him up. I just can't do it. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Not going to do it.
I'm going to take Jacob and the Brewers today. But more importantly, I like his prop of over 4.5 Ks. I'm interested to see where what he gets to. Speaking of props, Bobby Witt Jr. in a great spot. Byron Buxton I like as well. There's a handful of guys. But again, I would definitely take a look at that Pitt Chicago under. I think that's one of the better plays today. Now, let's... Ed, we've got to get to the encore, what we've learned, all that. We don't have to worry about Rob being here and talking about your jacket. We're not going to bring up jackets anymore, so you're good to go. Coming up next, the encore and what we learned, and I'm sure there's going to be something about jackets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you cold? Why are you so concerned with my dress here?
I'm just asking you, are you cold?
Yes.
You got a big old black jacket on.
You got pants.
Big old black jacket is a piece of paper.
Is it black?
Yes, it's black.
Is it long sleeve?
Yes.
It's a big old black jacket.
He's got white pants on.
He's got white pants.
With white shoes.
You wearing white pants?
Adidas pants?
Sweatpants, yeah. These are Adidas, yes.
Yeah, I'm asking. I'm not, hold on, do you think I'm criticizing what you're wearing? No. I'm not throwing stones and glass houses. Yeah, I'm there. I ain't trying to start with you. I'm just pointing out what you were wearing.
Are you cold?
No.
You want to borrow my shirt?
Are you wearing a jacket? Because I feel like it.
Man, you're getting pressed this morning.
I mean, normally you wear jackets because you're a little chilly. It's a little out of place.
Is it?
No.
In this room, so are you.
No, now you guys are out of place. You don't belong here.
I don't know what just happened, because now I feel out of place.
You're always out of place.
Oh, shut up, Ed. White pants, you goofy. No.
Yeah, why are you wearing white pants? What color are the shoes?
White.
White shoes?
Yeah, the outfit looks, at least to me.
Without the jacket. Don't think it looks better without the jacket.
You're not watching my fashion show.
It will look much better without the jacket.
There you go. That's your encore, Ed.
Encore brought to you every day by Lion's Den. Passion, pleasure, romance. It's a great place for adults. Couples, you should check it out. Seriously, put a little spark back in your relationship. Yeah, Lion's Den. Bunch of locations in our area.
Ed and I coupled up and went in there. It was fun. Yeah, fun time. By the way, I was just like I was trying to be on there and making fun, having some jokes. I was doing that in Ireland nonstop, just messing with everybody. And those people were so nice over there. Like, they just laugh at jokes. No matter what you're doing, you mess with, oh, that's a really funny joke. But one of the other things I wanted to bring up to you with, you know, we talked a little NHL, Major League Baseball, and, of course, the NBA Finals. With the NFL being around the corner, are you starting to get that itch? Because, like, I think I'm more excited, even though I told you last year, like, the NFL was kind of watered down and I wasn't as interested in it. And that may still happen on Sundays, Ed, where I go home and I'm like, start watching the games at 1:00. And I look at the 4:00 games and go, I don't want to watch them teams play. And in years past, I would just watch football from start to finish. London game all the way till Sunday night, whatever it is, 1:00 till Sunday night, Monday night football, watch all of it. And then now it's like, I think because of how bad the Orioles season was going, I was so excited for football. But I also think, too, when you have a good team, football season's fun because you know you're going to have an opportunity to be in the playoffs and maybe go even further and win the whole damn thing. So,
yeah, I've got to admit, though, as much as I'm excited about the Orioles win last night, it looks like they're turning things around somewhat. I really very little hope for them to go anywhere because it's too deep a hole now. And they still have – it's a long, long way to go to make any kind of – even – sniff the playoffs.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to football, I got to say. And I think the Ravens are going to be really good this year again. I think they're going to be very, very good. And I think Lamar's going to be more focused than ever on going to a Super Bowl.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to what we learned. Ed, what'd you learn?
One of the things I did learn, go back to the Orioles, is how much we miss Jordan Westberg. Whew. Knew it. I mean, I absolutely knew it. Talked about it a lot. But he's just such a welcome re-addition, a welcome back. Because this is the first time you've seen these guys in a lineup together this season. Adley and Gunnar and Westberg. And, you know, you have not seen this crew together. And look what happened when they were. Now, all of a sudden, they're winning baseball games. They're putting opponents away. They're hitting the ball because hitting has been, you know, missing. But, you know, the pitching's actually stepped up, but the hitting's been horrendous. They miss these guys, and it's just good to see them back. That's all.
Well, yeah, and look, you mentioned Jordan Westberg. It's one of the things Rob and I were talking about early this morning of that missile he hit and realizing that the guy was playing through some sort of injury at the beginning of the year, and now he's healthy. I think we get back to seeing him play at the all-star level he had. You know, we're accustomed to seeing him. Couple things for you here. Well, here we go. This is a dumb one. A telemarketer called and asked to speak to whoever runs the household, so I passed the phone to my dog.
Yeah.
You know, those suck. I'm not even using those. How do you keep a person in suspense? I'll tell you tomorrow. Sorry. That was like my Jehovah's Witness joke. Knock, knock. Yeah, anyway. All right. I didn't want to believe my dad was stealing from his job as a road worker, but when I got home, I saw all the signs were there.
I never heard that before, but I saw it coming.
I stopped a bunch of clowns from attacking me. I went straight for the juggler. Did you hear about the guy who avoided pregnancy without birth control? He was awarded the Pulitzer Prize. Kind of like the Pulitzer.
But Pulitzer.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go. This is, where we go. I just drank the best chocolate milk of my life. It was legendary.
Dairy.
So legendary. The dairy is, it's D-A-I-R-Y at the end of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why. My cousin just posted I'm expecting twins, so I replied, finally, two kids from the same man. All right, dad joke, since we got Father's Day coming up. Why did the dad bring a ladder to the barbecue? Because he heard the stakes were high. Yeah.
It's like when the cows were playing poker out in the yard smoking weed.
Yeah,
the stakes were high.
See, there you go. I like when people say, or the other one is, this is my stepladder. I never knew my real life.
Yes.
Lemons are never late to fruit school, but they're always tarty.
Oh.
Tarty. And I called the Tinnitus Hotline. It just kept ringing.
Ringing.
Ding, 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 ding. There were some really bad ones today. Like, I mean, some of the places I go to get some of these jokes, you'll see some really good ones, but then you get like, I think now a lot of these sites are trying to do the phishing or whatever, yeah. Clickbait and asking questions instead of telling jokes. I'll leave you with this one. 85 of Americans don't know how to do basic math. Thank God I'm part of the other 25%. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Vinny and Haney are coming up next. Stay tuned, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.